This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Okay, another reminder I'm going to give you is going to be about the adhkar and the dhikr that we can do. One of the major parts of Ramadan and one of the major parts of us trying to get connected with Allah Azza wa Jal is to do with the dhikr. Now, dhikr means remembrance. Every person is doing dhikr at every single moment. If you're thinking of, let's say, your house, you're doing dhikr of your house. Do you guys understand? If you think of your house, you're doing dhikr. Dhikr means remembrance. So now you're doing dhikr of your house. If you think about your exams, you're doing dhikr of exams. If you think of what you're going to cook, it's dhikr of food. Okay? If you're thinking of iftar, then it's iftar, that's your dhikr. Some people, they wake up in the morning and all day they're doing dhikr of £1, £2, £3, £4, £5, £6, dhikr, that's it. That's the dhikr all day, finished. But it's not getting them anywhere in terms of the akhirah. So now, when a person sits with the tasbih and they say, Subhanallah, 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 it's the dhikr of the tongue, yes, but it's not necessarily the dhikr of the mind. Again, one of the things that a lot of Muslims, you know, they miss out on is that they think that if they just say these things a few times, you know, everything will be, no, not everything will be there. You'll get your reward. You'll get your reward for moving your tongue and saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, but you won't get the effect that you need in the body. You won't get the nur of Allah, the light of Allah that He's supposed to provide. You won't get the heart that won't change. You won't have the heart connecting to Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because you haven't put the mind to Allah Azza wa Jal. So what we need to do is we need to make a set of things that we can say to make ourselves come closer to Allah. So what are you going to say? Subhanallah. And when we say Subhanallah, it means that, oh Allah, you are glorified. You are free from every blame. You are pure. I am impure. I am not free from blame. I have problems. You have no problem. I have done wrong to myself. You've never ever wronged anyone. This is all Subhanallah. This is all the meaning of Subhanallah. Okay. So you're saying that, Allah, you are pure, 100% pure. And everything besides you is impure. Nothing is ever pure besides you. You are the pure. You are the perfect. You are perfect. Nothing besides you is perfect. That's what Subhanallah means. And that's what you're supposed to think. Alhamdulillah. It means that I'm filling my whole life, everything, whatever I've got, whatever I've had, whatever I have right now, everything came from you. Therefore, you deserve the praise. Everything I'm going to have in the future, you're going to give it to me. So therefore, you deserve the praise. And that's Alhamdulillah. All praise. Not only me, but the whole of the creation, everything you've created, all their praise, all belongs to you. That's a recognition. La ilaha illallah. It means there is no other deity, no other God. There is nothing that will ever control, should control me, can control me, has ever controlled me, except for you. Allah, the one and only God. Everything that is provided is from a God. And there's only one God, that's you. So if essentially what I'm saying is that you are everything. La ilaha illallah. There is nothing that ever exists that has any power, has anything that it has of its own control, own strength, nothing except you. You're the source of everything. So that's La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Greater than everything, greater than my problems, greater than, you know, my soul, greater than my life, greater than my people that I have, greater than people closer to me, greater than the things I have, the items I have, greater than this dunya, greater than things that I'm attracted to. You are the greatest. Allahu Akbar, that's what it means. So imagine you're sitting there, you're saying, Subhanallah, you are the most pure, and nothing besides you is ever, you know, that pure. You're perfect. Nothing besides you is perfect. Alhamdulillah, everyone's praise belongs to you. La ilaha illallah, you are the source of everything. And Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Can you imagine when the mind connects up with Allah Azza wa Jal, you're actually making yourself come closer to Allah, your mind is connecting to Allah Azza wa Jal, and at the same time, you're getting a lot of reward. Now you're getting a lot of quality in what you're saying. Your soul will change, your heart will change, your mind will change. Allah will give you guidance, will give you nur, will give you light, will give you mercy, will give you rahmah, all because you're now using your mind to connect with the dhikr. So don't do any dhikr without knowing what it means. And then by knowing what it means, you're supposed to then think of what you're saying. Use the Arabic words, but think of what you're saying either in English, in, you know, Urdu, in Somali language, in any other language. And then, you know, you carry on doing that, and you'll find the full benefit of that. Okay?